All right, Ryan in Salinas, you're on the air with Peter B. and Brad Blog.
Hey, good day, gentlemen. Hey, I want to thank Brad for his pursuit of the trying to get this disclosure about these machines. It sounds like an ongoing issue that warrants a lot of concern. Peter, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned that you had a problem with some reform in the state of Ohio. One of the elements of the reform was that there would be a requirement for some sort of an identification
right.
Requirement. And I'd like you to explain either on the air or on the phone how confirmation that a person is who they claim to be is detrimental to the electoral process.
Well, Ryan, it's interesting because when the Carter-Baker Commission first released its report, one of the recommendations was for a photo ID for anyone before they're given a ballot at the polling place. And I initially said, that's okay. And then talking with a number of people on the program and hearing the issues aired out, I realized that this is a kind of phony stalking horse coming from the Republican right. And they have figured out that if you require a photo ID, that most Republicans will already have one or be able to get one, and that it will cause very little reduction in turnout or participation by Republicans. But
why is that a partisan? The Republicans would probably have an ID,
Ryan,
anybody could get one.
No, I'm about to explain. That there are many people who typically vote Democratic who are members of minority groups and who are low income and seniors who do not drive, do not have cars, and therefore have never had a need for a state-issued photo ID in the past. And there is no provision among those who are proposing the photo ID for voters to supply one at no charge, either through a motor vehicle department or through voting registrars. So this then becomes a barrier to participation. And Ryan, hold on, I'm the host here, Ryan. Your next question might be, well, gosh, how widespread is voter fraud where people use phony IDs or, go in and a ghost vote for somebody else? And the answer is, it's close to zero. So this is a solution looking for a problem that is a way of dressing up a Republican proposal to restrict participation by minorities and low-income individuals who typically vote Democratic. Ryan.
I think it's more of a case of trying to encourage everyone to participate on a level playing field, and I personally have no problem with a person that wants to vote in our system producing some sort of identification to confirm that they are who they say they are. Obviously, there was a group of people in, Wisconsin that couldn't get out to drive their cars to vote. So there was, five Democrat Party operatives that slashed the tires of the vehicles that were going to use, they were going to be used to help people that didn't have transportation. They may not have had IDs either.
Actually, Ryan, let me help you out here for a second, if I could.
Both ways, gentlemen.
Ryan, hold on. Brad wants to speak. Go ahead, Brad.
Let me help you out here if I could. By the way, those were not Democratic Party operatives. That said,
That's not true, Brad. You know that. He worked for the local DNC committee in Madison.
Ryan, what you'll note about this isn't a problem about asking about ID. It's specifically asking for photo ID, which has been found to be unconstitutional by two federal courts recently as it was reviewed down in Georgia. That said, please also note that do you vote absentee by any chance, Ryan?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how are you going to be giving your photo ID when you vote absentee? Now,
I'm in favor of some way of confirming that people are who they say they are, whether it's at the time of registration or whether you come up with a thumbprint or a fingerprint at the time that you
Well, that's not a problem. That's not what we're talking about here at all. And you need to be careful because, in fact, it is an insidious Republican scheme to try and disenfranchise anywhere from 10 to 30 million Americans who do not have photo ID. We're not talking about ID when you register. You can ask for ID when you register. Most of the states that are doing photo ID, these state houses that are now trying to push this through already have laws that when you vote for the first time at a polling place, you have to show some form of ID. The problem is there is no voter fraud epidemic in this country, and all of these laws that will require photo ID do not require photo ID for those who vote via absentee ballots and military ballots, and in both cases, those are largely Republican voters. Those people, like yourself, will not be required to use a photo ID. So you can vote for your wife or anybody else you want, and you'll never be asked for a photo ID. So I don't know how it levels the playing field, as you discussed.
Let's all agree that there's lots of room for reform here. And I don't think there's anybody, I mean, I don't want there to be a possibility of skewing these machines one way or the other. I'm for free and fair. And I'm also for people being who they say they are when they go to vote.
I'm right there with you, Ryan. I'm exactly for it. And if you don't need a photo ID when you vote, then why should anybody else need one?
All right, Ryan, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call today. Good to talk with you. It's 5:46. We'll return with Brad Friedman. You can call us 831-899-5792 on the Central Coast. Toll free from Eureka or elsewhere at 888-579-2540. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.